Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This week, I stood in one of my cornfields, barely able to see over the rich green leaves, reaching for the sky. We're fortunate. Our crops look good. I drove just 50 miles west to the Iowa border to view the depressing sight of thousands of acres destroyed by the raging Mississippi River waters. It brings to mind the uncertainty and enormous risk in this business of farming. There's always risk, floods and hail and disease and price collapse. And I think about the changes that I've witnessed. Hard to believe, as a little boy, my dad planted corn with two old horses, Bert and Bill, pulling a two-row corn planter. Corn wasn't worth even a dollar a bushel then. We picked it on the ear and fed it to the cattle and the hogs and the chickens. The price of corn didn't go up until Earl Butz sold grain to the Soviet Union in the 70s. And after that, it traded around $2 per bushel, plus or minus, for 30 years. And suddenly, a host of things have happened and corn has rocketed to $7 per bushel. Unbelievable. And now we hear the voices complaining and whining about the high price of food. Blame ethanol. That's not the problem. The problem is global demand is growing, but the world has not invested in agriculture for decades. Developing countries didn't try to help their agriculture. Irrigation projects dried up. We've enjoyed cheap food, abundant surplus, no need to invest. But now the market is screaming for investment. The Middle East countries with loads of oil money are starting to invest in African farms, and so is China. The World Bank, that had neglected agriculture for 25 years, finally woke up and will increase ag investment. Some of the countries that have been fighting against genetic engineering will have no choice but to embrace new technologies if we're going to meet the growing global demand for food. Now, where do we go from here? The ups and downs and uncertainties will always be with us, but we're going to make some money for a year or two. Cattle and hog farmers will also make some money after prices adjust to their new reality. Consumers will pay a little bit more, but still, 10% of family income on food is the best deal in the world. Until next week, I am John Block, down on the farm.